The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Life or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Hello, party people. Welcome back to another episode of The Fruit Basket. My name is Val and I am your host. And today, I'm alone again, which is completely okay because I heard that you guys really liked the solo episode, which made me really happy. And, you know, almost cried. But that's not the point. The point is, welcome back to another solo episode, except today, I have no idea what I'm really going to talk about, if I'm being completely honest with you guys. It's been a rough week. I don't know if you can tell by my voice, but I have been sick for about, like, a week now. And at the time of this episode, it's November 6th, so Halloween was last week. Okay. And I know the last episode we talked about our Halloween plans, and I think I'm going to follow up on that. Okay, we're going to follow up and I'm going to tell you guys what happened. So, October 26th, I threw a Halloween party. It was fantastic. If you were there, I love you. If you weren't and you were invited, how dare you? No, I'm kidding. It was a good party. And, lots of fun, you know, great costumes, okay, great costumes. I'm very surprised people actually dressed up, because last year, I'm like, Halloween party, and like two people showed up wearing a costume, so that was good. After the party, I started getting sick, to the point where I lost my voice, and I'm finally getting it back. But this is the reason why this episode is solo today is because the entire week I did not have a voice. I could not speak to the point, like, even at work, I could not be on the floor. I had to be backstage. I had to be behind the scenes, bringing out products to people instead of helping the customers pick the product. You know what I mean? So I'm finally feeling better. Okay. So, I get sick after the party on, I believe it was like the Tuesday or the Wednesday. I really don't know. But it was after the party and I was like, this is not good. Then Halloween comes around. It's the Thursday, the 31st. And I am so sick, I cannot get out of bed. So, I was supposed to work that day. So, I called out. And then I remembered that I was supposed to go out with my friends that night. And we were supposed to go to St. John's Tavern and, you know, we bought tickets and they were $20. So pretty expensive for Halloween night, but you did get a free drink with it. So I was like, it's equivalent. It's equivalent. I'll take it. So Halloween, I'm in bed all day. I do not move. And the amount of stuff I have to do right now, the fact that I did not move the entire day because I really wanted to go out, just tells you my commitment or my insanity. I can't really tell. So by about 5 o'clock, I'm like, I'm gonna take a shower. I'm gonna see how I feel. If I feel better after the shower, I'm going. So I take the shower. I'm coughing my lungs out, trying to like get as much like mucus out of my system as possible. And I text the group chat. I'm like, guys, guess what? Justin Bieber's coming to Halloween. So it ended up working out that I went down and I was early. Okay. Considering I was someone that dropped out last minute, I was the first one there and it was a little scary. I'm not going to lie. And sorry, I'm pausing in between some breaths here because you can see it. You can hear it in my voice. It hurts to speak. So need some warm liquids. Okay. Let's not take that out of context, okay? And I'm gonna be sniffling because I don't know why. The last like 2-3 days, I have not been like congested at all. We've been filming for our practicum. Our friends who haunt us, by the way, so check us out on Instagram. We've been filming in my house yesterday, and then the day before we were filming at our producer's house. So I've been okay. it's just my voice has been like really off. But now I wake up, I think it's because it's like early in the morning, like right now it's about 10 a.m. and I woke up about an hour ago and my face is still super, super swollen. But I'm also so stuffed. Like, I can't breathe out my nose right now. And I literally, it's disgusting. I'm not even gonna get into it. We're gonna stop right there. So, back to Halloween. Halloween night went a little sideways. And you know what? It happens. It's okay. It's not that big of a deal. Does it sting a little bit? Of course. But essentially, two of our friends were not able to make it. But we didn't really find out about one of them until, like, we were at the place. And they just didn't answer. And we're like, okay, I guess that's that. And again, it's really not that big of a deal. It's just Halloween, guys. Come on. But it definitely was frustrating. I will admit that. But it did turn out to be one of the best nights I've ever had in my entire life. And I will tell you why. So I had gotten a text from my friend earlier in the night being like, hey, are you doing anything for Halloween? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm at this place. She goes, oh, I'm at this place. And we're about a 23-minute walk from each other because I checked. Okay, because clearly I wanted to go. So, 10 o'clock at night, our other friend doesn't show up. So it's just me, Kat, and her boyfriend just sitting in this bar. And it was bad, by the way. Sorry, it was bad. So I tell Kat, I'm like, listen, this place sucks. Let's get our free drinks that we came here for, okay? And let's get out. So we get our drinks. I had two Fireball shots and a Jack and Coke. And then Kat had the two Fireball shots as well. Because I had an extra ticket from somebody that didn't come that I bought the ticket for. And then Kat had her boyfriend's ticket because he was driving. So we both had two shots of Fireball, and I had Jack and Coke, and then we trekked it to Bar Cathedral, and it was the best decision I've ever made in my entire life. I feel bad for Kat, though, because for her costume, she changed it, okay? So if you guys watched the last episode, you heard what the costume was. She did change it, and she was wearing high heels for this costume, and we had to walk 23 minutes, and I felt so bad for this girl. I didn't make her do anything. I want to make this so crystal clear. I did not make her do anything. She wanted to do it. But she was in a lot of pain. Okay. So, filming my practicum has been very fun. Yeah, yesterday was probably one of the most fun days we've had. We were just laughing on set and like having a great time. But it's very stressful. I'm responsible for editing the film, and I'm also the audio lead on the film, which means while I'm on set, I have this big, like, audio recorder, okay, and I have my boom arm, and I look like the Terminator. And is it literally the best thing I've ever done? Yes. But my fear with having so much power in a film, like having so much control, is what if I mess up? Because we all make mistakes, but this I can't make a mistake on. I can't go back and fix it. So I'm like listening over the audio. I'm like, it sounds good, but is it good? And I'm petrified, because if it doesn't sound good, I'm gonna have to fix it. And we don't really have time to fix it. The rough draft of this project is due in 2 days. And then we have to make a trailer, which is due next week. And then the final project itself is due in a month. Now, luckily, this thing's only like 15 minutes, or it's supposed to be about 15 minutes. I don't know if it's going to end up being 15 minutes, honestly, at this point. No idea. But we're on day 4 of shooting currently. So, it's going really well. Again, it's just time-consuming. So, if anybody who's listening is in media production, you're a first year, or maybe even second or third, you know, because third year is kind of when you start planning it or whatever. The one thing I'm really going to recommend here, and I don't mean this in any malicious intent, and I don't mean this in a mean way, and I'm not being critical, just something that I've observed is you need a leader from the get-go, from the very beginning. The second you pick what your project is, somebody needs to lead. It's very clear. If you don't have that leader, you fall behind. I'm not saying you're not going to get things done. I'm saying you're going to fall behind. So my recommendation, as somebody who does not lead, like I can lead. I can definitely lead. But in this particular situation, it was not, I didn't think it was appropriate for me to lead. It was not my vision. It was not my, you know, my baby, if you will. It was someone else's and we were bringing it to life. And I guess I was a little hesitant in the beginning to, I guess, like I said, take that leadership. And it definitely took some time to, I guess, adjust. And it's honestly being, it's turning out to be something that I'm honestly so proud of already. Like, the way we are on set all together is phenomenal. Phenomenal. I have no complaints. It's wonderful. I just realized, like, I was talking about Halloween and I completely got sidetracked. See, this is why I can't, like, this is the epitome of the fruit basket. Whenever we're talking about something, we just completely go off topic. And I think that's what makes the fruit basket so special. And I'm going to go on a tangent again and go completely away from Halloween. No, back to Halloween, the Bar Cathedral. So we're trekking over to the Bar Cathedral. Kat's in her heels, dying. Dying. I have a video of it. She's dying. You can see it on her face. And we get there and this line's huge. And it was free before 11. And it was 10:45. So I call my friend and I go, hey, are you here? Like, are you inside? She goes, no, we're in the line. You should come. And it's me, Kat, and her boyfriend, okay? And we're like, okay, there's three of us skipping the line. They're like right at the front. Like, you think people are gonna be mad? And I already consumed alcohol, okay? So I was like, nah, let's go. Who cares? So we go up to the front. And luckily, we just made it before the cutoff, before we were gonna have to pay, and none of us had cash. So that would have been a nightmare, which I don't even understand why places still do cash. I know it's probably like a tax thing, you sneaky buggers, but like cash is the most annoying thing ever. I'm sorry. Like, it's I understand. It's like a very traditional way with money. But like nowadays, I got my card on my phone. Okay. I don't want to bring cash. Like, I have a clip on the back of my wallet because I got one of those like Ridge wallets and it does not hold much cash. And if it does, like, sometimes it falls out. Anyway, that's my little tangent on cash. So we get inside and this place is packed. Like, you cannot, like, you can't walk anywhere. I don't even know if people were dancing. So we go to the bar, we have a few drinks together, and we're like, okay, let's go find a spot. So keep in mind, guys, I was Justin Bieber for Halloween, like the iconic white and purple outfit Justin Bieber. Okay, and you know how I am. If you've watched previous seasons of this show, you know my personality. You know I like to have fun, that I like to have a good time. So we're walking around to the bathroom at this point, I believe. Honestly, the night's a blur. But we're walking to the bathroom, and we get to the bathroom, and there's like a bunch of girls there, and they're like, oh my god, it's Justin! And I'm like, oh no. And obviously I'm gonna play into it. Why wouldn't I play into it? Like that. So I go, yeah, like, you know, that's me. Like, I'm Justin. Like, nice to meet you. Like, I'm... And there, at one point, this girl comes up to me with her phone basically in my face. She's like this. Okay? She's like this. I know you can't see it. I just remembered. It's like she has her phone in my face. And she's, I believe she's recording. And she starts going, when I was 13, I had my first love. There was nobody that compared to my baby. And nobody came between us and nobody came above. She got me going crazy. Yeah, I was starstruck. She woke me up daily. Don't need no Starbucks. And everybody in this washroom is belting the song. And then that was one point. Oh wait, was it Eeny Meeny or was it Baby? I think it was Eeny Meeny. Hold on, let's backtrack, because I'm telling you, this night was insane. I had so many people like singing to me that I lost track. Oh my god, I even forgot to say, when we were at the first bar at St. John's Tavern, we sat down. Okay, this bar is empty, and these two girls sit across from us, and she looks at me. She goes, "You're Justin Bieber?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm Justin Bieber." She goes, "Oh my god, can I be your one less lonely girl? Like, can you sing to me? Like, it's my birthday, and I just got broken up with." And I'm like, "Yeah," and I sounded worse than this. Okay, I did not have a voice. I could not speak. So I was like, "Yeah, I'll think about it." Like, it was that bad. So back at the Bar Cathedral, I believe it was Eeny Meeny, the song. She's indecisive. She can't decide. She keeps on looking, what, from left to right. And, like, the entire washroom, I kid you not, this entire women's bathroom was belting the song. Like, I thought we were going to get security to tell us to shut up. I swear. So, that's one time that this happened, okay? But it happened multiple times. I was walking around, and people would literally come up to me and, like, grab me and be like, "Oh my god, you're Justin Bieber." And, like, I genuinely felt like a celebrity, and I low-key kind of really liked it. It's just... So... We're dancing, we're having a good time. Midnight hits. And they're like, "Okay, everybody, it's time for the costume contest." When I tell you, this was the greatest day of my entire life. I walk my butt up to the side of the stage, right by the stairs, first person in line. And I strut my little Justin Bieber self on that stage. And immediately, the second I put my foot down on that stage, cheering just erupts. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm winning this. I'm winning this thing. Hands down, I'm taking home the gold." So there's a bunch of people on this stage. There's like, there's gonna be about two or three rounds, okay? First round, I'm first. And the guy goes, "What are you dressed up as today?" And I go, "Justin Bieber." And I like stare at him. Okay, and this DJ's wearing like a crop top, but it's like Elmo. So he has like an Elmo head on his head. Okay, so, and it's all furry. I hope I'm describing this right. I don't know. And he's wearing red latex pants, like tight ass latex pants. Red, bright red. So he's like Elmo, but like, I don't know, like a weird Elmo. I don't know. And yeah, so I go first, I go Justin Bieber, and everybody screaming, and like I hear like my friends in the corner, and it's on video too, and they're like, "Justin, we love you." It was so funny. I was dying. First round goes. Obviously, I get past the first round, and they're like, the guy's like, "Okay, stand off to the side in the corner of the stage, and we're gonna do the second round." So I won that round. I'm off to the side. Second round happens, and there's some pretty good costumes, okay? So I'm like, "Oh, I'm a little nervous." One girl was Anxiety, and another girl was Art the Clown, okay? That was the last three. So we're on the stage. I'm last in the row. So it goes, the guy goes, "Anxiety," and they go, "Ooh, yeah, awesome." And then it goes, "Art the Clown." And Art the Clown's friends are like, I kid you not, like blood-curdling screaming. And I'm like, what is going, it's loud, it's high. It's not a lot of screams, but it's like their screams are just really, really loud. And I was like, oh no. You can see it on my face in the video if I could show it. Like, I'm not going to. Okay, so if you want to see that, that'll be for another time. So, I'm standing there and I'm like, oh no. I've gotten so far. Like, there's no way I'm going to lose to a clown. Like, there's no way Justin Bieber is going to lose to a clown. So, I'm getting ready to put on a performance, okay? The guy puts his hand over me and he goes, "The Biebs!" And I, like, kind of, like, step up to the stage with my arms up and I go, "Yeah, bring it to me, give it to me." And everybody is, like, I think I couldn't hear after that. It was so loud. And I was like, oh my God, guys, they're cheering for me. Like, I loved the attention so much. Oh my God. I hate to say it, but I loved every second of it. It was literally, I think it was one of the greatest moments of my entire life. I kid you not. If I could dress up as Justin Bieber every day, I would. We gotta make me famous. Can we, like, speed up? Like, let's make the fruit basket huge. I want to be famous. Like, it's not like a make or break. Like, if I'm famous, I'm famous. If I'm not, I'm not. I'm not going to cry. But I think I would make a great celebrity. Can we make me famous already? Hot take. No, but anyway. After that, the guy goes, I think we have an obvious winner. I think we do. It's the Biebs! And everybody, again, just screaming and, like, yelling. And I'm like, oh my God. And he hands me this gold skeleton, okay? On, like, a little pedestal that says, like, best costume. But it's, like, written on a piece of duct tape. Like, it's really ratchet. And there's $100 bill on the skeleton. Like, it's taped. And I'm like, oh my God, I just want $100. Dressed as Justin Bieber. I'm rich. Like, my night's paid for. I didn't spend a dime tonight. I just want it all back. It's like gambling. So I'm on the stage. I'm collecting the award. And I'm, like, showing it off. And I'm like, thank you to my fans. Like, thank you. And then there's this girl in the front. And she goes, can you sign my forehead? She wanted me to sign her forehead. I was like, you got a marker? Like, yeah. And the place had, like, a photographer, and they were taking pictures, and there's literally a picture of me leaning down forward, like, holding my chest and being like, I'm so sorry, like, I don't have a pen. Like, but, like, I genuinely would have, like, done some, like, Justin Bieber signature for her, and I think it would have been hilarious. But my point is, Halloween the night itself started in the gutter. It did, but it ended up being one of the best nights of my entire life, and I spent it with the people that, like, I'm realizing, like, genuinely care about me. Like, it, and I hope that they listen. I don't think they do, but the person that invited me to this place in particular, I will forever be grateful, because I felt so appreciated that night. I don't think it'll be topped. I don't think I can top it. I don't. You know, I was with Kat, who I love so very dearly. I mean, a fun fact that's not really a fun fact is I didn't think Kat and I were close until recently. I love this girl so much. And I'm so glad that she's my co-host on the show, and she supports me. So, Kat, if you end up listening to the episode, I love you. We're coming up on the 25-minute mark. And I think I want to continue the Spotify episode. So I'm going to see how long I can go. But for those listening on Spirit Live, thank you so much. I appreciate you very, very, very much. And I didn't say this the last episode. Or the did I? I don't think so. No. But always remember, we are all in the same basket. Hell yeah!